recent survey investigating the socioeconomic impact of COVID-19's national lockdown has shown that of the estimated 3 million job losses in South Africa between February and April this year, twice as many jobs were lost by women than men. Now, while many factors are at play here, the sudden added domestic responsibilities, the bulk of which still tend to fall on women, cannot be ignored. Well, that's according to Fiona Le Pen, who is a director in Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr's employment practice, who questions whether South African employers are sufficiently receptive to the additional burden of family responsibility that's been introduced over lockdown. Michael Yates is also a director in Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr's employment practice, joins us now on the line to chat a little bit about this. Michael, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to Africa Midday.
Thank you, Zikona. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you on the show. Michael, let's talk about this additional burden of family responsibility, especially the burden that's been placed on female employees during this lockdown.
Yes, absolutely. What we have seen is that, with South Africa being mostly a patriarchal society, the expectation is predominantly on the woman in an opposite gender couple relationship, that the woman would take responsibility predominantly for the care of children and the maintenance of the household. The male would typically prioritize his career, his career advancement, and this would sometimes be to the detriment of the female in the relationship. Why this is, I think, is a very complex issue, and not one that could be easily described. But typically, I think it could be by virtue of the fact that we have not seen the extent of gender transformation in the workplace that we would have liked to have seen by now. And males are still predominantly seen as the breadwinners.
I mean, this is not a new conversation, Michael. We've seen women really calling for a reform, in terms of how they are treated within the workplace and just that equity that we speak of. What becomes the role of employers, especially in situations like these, in assisting their workers with this added pressure?
So at this point in time, we do have certain pieces of legislation that deal with that prohibit discrimination in the workplace and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But what we have not really seen is an appreciation from employers of the impact that COVID and the lockdown and the subsequent working from home principle have really had on the family unit dynamic, where females have generally been spending at least 2 hours a day less on their professional careers in order to ensure that they maintain and run the household efficiently. Unfortunately, this has just exacerbated an ongoing inequity within the workplace. And employers should be mindful of the fact that these dynamics exist and should see how it can implement measures to try and assist employees who are faced with these challenges.
Sure.
We can see, for instance, employers seeing if they can't provide some form of assistance for childcare in the workplace or at home, at least where their employees are required to work from home, in order to lessen the burden on the female to participate more meaningfully and to build her career.
Now, let's talk about the avenues that are available, for female employees who find themselves in a pickle or in a corner when it comes to some of these issues that you've already touched on. What are some of the avenues that they have at their disposal to address discrimination once they feel that they have been exposed to it?
Right. So firstly, I think it's fair to mention that there aren't too many avenues which currently exist, at least in legislation. Employers have largely expected of family units to take the lockdown in their stride, and where you were able to work from home to carry on as normal, or at least to the best of your ability. I think employers should be more mindful and give some form of leniency towards family units who have less access to resources, for instance, and where the burden would predominantly fall on the employees, and in this case, for instance, the female employee, to juggle professional life and domestic life at the same time. Employers can tend towards rendering or giving some form of leniency or even a kind of an allowance to help with childcare at the workplace to lessen the burden on the employees.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's a conversation that is multi-layered, you know, and as you say, there aren't nearly enough avenues for people who do find themselves being discriminated to explore. Michael, for people who'd love to know a little bit more about the work that you do and a space where they can get some of those guidelines, you know, and some of these things that you've highlighted, is there a way to do that? How do people engage you and your company?
Okay, fantastic. So if somebody would like, if an employer would like to read more on the United Nations policy brief, which deals with its recommendations in expanding childcare and support for working parents, for instance, where schools and childcare and respite care services are enclosed, they can look for that policy brief document on the United Nations website. If employers would like to try and develop some policies that would alleviate some of these burdens and pressures, they're more than welcome to contact us at Gustavo Hofmeyer through our website, or they can contact us directly on our switchboard numbers.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us today, Michael, and outlining some of these important issues, especially during Women's Month, more than anything. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Well, that was Michael Yates, Director in the Employment Practice at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyer, a commercial law firm in South Africa. And he was joining us on the line, of course, weighing in on just the disparities we're seeing and sometimes discrimination against female employees during this tough time as we all navigate our way through this coronavirus pandemic.